Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. For the next 120 minutes, I will be your almost humble host. That's almost. Don't forget that. Get ready for one of the more unique experiences on live radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing, and we have no idea what's going to happen. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, or also known as Theology and the Three Stooges. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day. Always a favorite for everybody, always. Personal revelations of my life's insanities. You'll never believe what I did. It's what the wife did. It's what the dog did. And now I did it. Spiritual observations that may prove I need glasses. That's probably just a good bet. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't, and here's the reason why.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
That's what I said. Review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? We've got that answer coming. The first week of October. That's all you got to remember. We're asking you, do you have any prayer requests or any praise reports? If you do, call us, 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Either one of those numbers will work. We also have sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show.
Does anyone here speak English? Or even ancient Greek? A water, no, thank you, sir. Fish make love in it.
Okay, then. What are we doing? We're living life as a Christian. We're doing that thing. You're taking your phone calls and more. Compelling monologues, riveting interviews, fascinating callers. Nowhere around our show. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We're coming right back.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Team Kia of El Cajon has made it even easier to drive away in a brand new Kia Soul or Kia Optima with zero down, zero due at signing. Also including the 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty going on till September 2nd at Team Kia of El Cajon. It's as simple as sign it and drive it.
Brian Smith, Director of Local Ministry, spotlighting Thrivent Financial, a longtime sponsor of KPRZ Pastor Appreciation Events. Listeners are surprised to learn that Thrivent is a Christian organization that helps folks just like you in the areas of investing and retirement planning. The good folks at the La Jolla Gateway team provides great information free of charge and also sponsors free, no-obligation workshops on the topics of retirement planning, college planning, and how to manage your money. The La Jolla Gateway team has two convenient offices to serve you. And for more information about Thrivent Financial, call Ruth Puentes at 858-455-5227 or email ruth.puentes, P-U-E-N-T-E-S, at thrivent.com. For more information about KPRZ Pastor Appreciation Events, call us at 858-535-1210. Call KPRZ to learn more about the creative and effective solutions we can provide your church and ministry. KPRZ, San Diego's Christian radio station.
Trinity Christian School, offering classes K through 8 and preschool, was established in 1969. Our small class sizes and beautiful hilltop campus, centrally located in the La Mesa Spring Valley area, draws families from all over the county. Our goal at Trinity Christian School is for every student to become a faithful follower of Jesus Christ, critical thinker, effective communicator, and a person of strong Christ-like character. Trinity offers an affordable, biblically based challenging curriculum and is fully accredited with the WASC and ACSI. Before and after school care and classes like music, sports, drama, and language. Trinity Christian School, kindergarten through eighth grade and preschool. To set up a visit, please call 619-462-6440 or visit trinitycs.org. That's 619-462-6440.
It has been so hot lately, you have probably been running the AC nonstop. You've also maybe noticed some hot and cold pockets throughout the house, or maybe the upstairs is way hotter than the downstairs. Well, these are some of the warning signs that your air conditioning unit is failing. Call 1-800-COMFORT. I know Ken and Tina personally, the owners of this company, and they are such kind and wonderful people. They have an incredible team, and ultimately, you want to be comfortable in your home, and you also want to be comfortable with who you let in your home, and you can rest easy with the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT. Right now, you can get up to $1,700 in rebates towards a brand new Energy Star Lennox home comfort system, plus up to another $1,000 trade-in for your old AC unit. And they'll also install their whole house allergen air cleaner free. Don't sign or pay a dime until you call 1-800-COMFORT. Even if you've spoken to another AC company, call 1-800-COMFORT for a second opinion. 1-800-COMFORT or 1-800-COMFORT.com. Comfort you can count on.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
For your love. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. It's a nice city to be in, isn't it, folks? All right, this segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing, our good friends Eric and Ingrid Holloway. 20 years of experience, active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications. It doesn't matter if you're looking at new roof construction, old roof replacements, or repairs. It doesn't matter if you're looking at waterproofing, decking. It doesn't matter any of those elements. Here's what you want to do. You want to go to ExcaliburRoofing.com. Go to the website. You will go to the website and you will type in ExcaliburRoofing.com. Check out their website. Check out the pictures. Check out the different services. They also have a great FAQ on the website that'll tell you a lot of good things that, like, you might have some questions. They have answers to quite a few things directly on there. Here's the key. All their estimates are free. Free? 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 Yes, free. 760-743-8803. 760-743-8803.
Free?
That's right. That's what I said.
Free?
Yeah, thank you very much. Okay, so I've been away for a little while. For those that didn't know, we were doing quite a few of the best ofs. But, you know, we're coming on somewhere between 450 and 500 shows, so we have a couple more to choose from. So that makes it a lot nicer than when I first got here, so they can pull out some of the best ones. But some are fun or some are bad. I got to deal with something that I'm having a hard time with, so I might need RoboPaul's input. I'm not sure. Or I might need somebody in the audience. I might need their input, and here's really what happened. So we had a segment two weeks ago, where somebody called in and tried to create a little bit of race baiting. And I'm like, no. No, if this was a conversation and we were in coffee and that person said that to me, I'd be like, what? Get out of here. That ain't going to happen. So I had a comment. We had about a 9-minute segment with the gal that called in. And my opinion was she was race baiting. That's what she was doing. And so I had some people listen to it because I wanted to make sure I wasn't losing my mind. Although I am losing my mind. It's just not over something like that. So I had some people listen to it, and a lot of people were like, that was great. It was great because at least you told her this and you had this opinion. But I had other people say you were shrill, and over the top, like unbelievable. Like I'm from, you know, Germany or something, or Russia, one of those two. So I was kind of curious what people thought, if they had an opinion on that, because she really tried to make everything about race. And here's the problem I have, okay? I'm not a professional radio guy, all right? I'm not a professional politician. I'm not a professional do-this-perfectly radio person kind of person. I'm a person. We bring people in here. We interview them. You know, the first thing we tell them when they sit down, this is radio. This is not professional radio. This is radio. Why? Because radio is just real. We don't hit all our cues. We don't tee off on all our T's, dot all our I's. We're not that good. We're pretty bad, if you really understand how radio goes. But we have a lot of fun, we make a lot of communication, and most importantly, we work to advance the kingdom of God, whether it's presented in a perfect bow or not. Because not everything in the kingdom of God is super duper pretty, all packaged up in a nice little bow. Sometimes it's messy. in lieu of that, I try to be pretty honest and pretty forward, I think, and just like how normal people would respond given the opportunity. So I'm curious if anybody has an opinion that they want to share on that. It's the number here is 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. That's 866-K-PRAISE. The question is, am I too mean? Am I too, like, is it too shrill? Shrill? You know, like that kind of thing. Is it shrill? Or is it honest to go, oh my gosh, you're making a case out of everything for race, no matter what the case may be? And is that too much? And so somebody said that's too much. Another person said, you can't say what you said about the whole Ferguson thing. They told me I couldn't say that. I said it. So it's really impossible not to say it. And what I did say, for those that were like dying to know, what did he say? It's, I said in the overall, a lot of people there are going to, you know, it's a very exploitive situation for people like Reverend Al. I can't believe we even call that guy Reverend Al. We'll just call him Rail. That's close enough. You know, is that wrong that I take a position like, hey, that's garbage. I don't buy that. I'm not buying into it. I'm not going to give into it. I'm not going to support it. I don't like it. I don't, you know, I know that from time to time I'm mean. Well, I'm not mean, but I don't agree with that. And I feel like there's an entitlement that the show gives me to share that opinion. And if people really disliked it, they wouldn't listen to the show at all. So I guess I'm just looking to see if people think I'm super mean, shrilly. I know people that are super shrill. I'm not, you don't think I'm super shrill. Am I super shrill? I don't know. Now, don't tell me it's the same guy that called earlier, right? Okay, so you got somebody. That would have been, like, hilarious, because that would have been round two. All right, who do we got? It's Mary in San Diego. Mary, are you there with us?
Yes, I am.
How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm just trying to find out if I'm as shrilly and mean as some people think, or if I'm just more normal like other people think.
I think you're fine, just the way you are.
Well, see.
You are not shrilly. You do have a tendency to raise your voice when you're excited about something, but it comes from the heart. And if people can't accept what is coming from you, because when they ask you a question, they know they're going to get an answer that you feel. And I think that's important. They know where they stand with you. That's very important. You don't have to backpedal. You don't have to remember, what did I say yesterday? Okay, let me go back and think. No, you have an opinion. Everybody is entitled to their opinion, and nobody has to agree with you, but you're allowed your opinion. And for the most part, I would say 98.5%, I agree with you.
That's pretty good. That's more than I agree with myself over a 2-year period. So that is really good. That's excellent.
Well, no, I am very straightforward. Unfortunately, I call a spade a spade, and people know if you don't want my opinion, don't ask me, because I will tell you.
See, now I like that thinking, because here's my thinking in that process. If you don't want my opinion, A, why are you listening?
Exactly.
That makes no sense. Well, whose opinion are you looking to listen to? I don't get it. So there's some of that processes, and it's one of the things that I think that my wife has communicated to me in her lovingness is, hey, there's always going to be people that are going to think you are nuts. And it's like, well, okay, let's not talk about the kids right now. I'm talking about the audience. So it's like, you know, in that mindset, it's like you got to put up with it and you got to deal with it. I think that the problem is I don't want to be shrill about it, but I don't want to be less than who I am. I think that's important, too.
That is very important. If you are less than who you are, nobody is going to want to listen to you, trust you, ask your opinion.
Yeah, that's excellent. That's an excellent point. And I want to be careful. And I mean, I am opinionated on several items, but then there's a couple other items. It's not, you know, I mean, what's better, a taco or, you know, or a burrito? I don't know. How do I know? I don't know what's better. Oh, no, my wife knows.
It depends on what you're hungry for.
Yeah, that's a good point. And besides, the real answer everybody knows is pizza. I mean, that was, everybody knows
wonderful.
That. That's it. Great job, Mary. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate that.
You are welcome, and keep it up.
Thank you.
You're great.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Mm-hmm. All right, Mary did a nice. See, you know, see how nice Mary is. No, she was nice. I wonder if I'm probably not that nice all the time, but she did do an excellent job. Mary, keep listening, and thank you. If we cut you off at that very, very end, I apologize. Here's a big part about what we're talking about. It's just, you know, there's this part of all of us where we're trying to become more and more like Jesus. And that's a process that the Lord is working in our lives, in all of us. You get saved, you're justified. Now you're being sanctified, which is the current process of that salvation aspect. And eventually you'll be glorified, which is the future element of that salvation. So while the Lord's working on me, he's changing different things and doing different things. And that's good. But he's not eliminating my person of who he created me to be, much like this. The authors of the New Testament, now there's 39 books in the Old Testament, 27 books in the New Testament. There are several authors that go throughout. But if you read the Bible enough, you understand that there's different personalities from the different authors. The Lord says what he wants to say through each of them, but does not eliminate their personality in the writing. It's a fascinating, wonderful partnership, understanding how the Bible works and how God wrote that through and with mankind, not to be mistaken, but to be understood as the most wonderful partnership of all. Okay, we're going to take a break, come back, and then I'm going to tell you what I did over the last 5 days, which puts me in the same class as Levi. Don't ask. Okay, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. I'm coming right back.
Heat, unrelenting heat. If you were a termite, where would you go to get out of the heat? That's right, your home. It's cool, it has moisture, and the wood tastes really good to a termite. Chances are they're already gorging themselves on your 2x4s. Here at Ecola, we have more than 30 years of experience with proven methods of termite control, so we can confidently suggest you make us your first choice or second opinion. Just call us at Ecola at 877-332-BUGS. New customers get $100 off any new termite work if you call us this month. Ecola is the leader in alternative and traditional pest control with mother-approved simple solutions like ElectroGun and our patented Ecola Heat. Perfect for families, perfect for pets. Visit us online at termitelady.com. Then call us at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Call 877-332-BUGS.
Dear God, I'm in a time of need, and I look to you to set me free.
My name's Anton. I'm a heroin addict. Started getting high around the age of 13. I was okay with the fact that I was going to die a junkie. Thought it was impossible to get sober. This time, I'm trying to surrender everything I am to God and take uncomfortable steps that I feel like God is calling me to do, that I will grow and grow closer to him and stay sober.
Hi, my name is Tommy Hathorn. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Our recovery journey is focused on the restoration of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health.
So trapped in addiction and I won't survive. But without you in my life.
If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, call Genesis Recovery today, 619-797-7319.
Solar Contracting is your one-stop solar shop, and with over 20 years of solar experience, Current Solar Contracting is here to make sure you get the best deal possible.
Hello, my name is Gaetano Giacalone, CEO of Current Solar Contracting. We're looking to provide you with quality workmanship and services. We do extensive research to make sure what we're putting on your home or business is the best the solar industry has to offer and the best fit for your solar needs. Current Solar Contracting is family-owned and operated, so when you work with us, you work with real employees, not outsourced third parties. We work directly with you step by step to ensure complete customer satisfaction. Take the solar challenge. See how much money Current Solar Contracting can save you.
Call 619-272-0303. That's 619-272-0303. Or visit currentsd.com.
We can't wait to have you join our Current Solar family.
619-272-0303 or visit currentsd.com.
Here's a crazy idea from Cash Call Mortgage. Take the mortgage you closed in the last year and look at redoing it at today's 30-year fixed 3.99% rate and APR with no closing costs. Just call 866-590-CASH, and with no cost or obligation, we'll tell you how much your payment could drop with the do-over refi. And you won't pay any points, deposits, or fees. None. It's so easy. You'll just do the regular paperwork, most of which you already did for your last refi, and we'll do the rest. So make the cash call at 866-590-CASH for today's 30-year fixed 3.99% rate and APR with absolutely no closing costs. The do-over refi, only from Cash Call Mortgage. Call 866-590-CASH and see for yourself.
Cash Call, Inc., Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lender Law License Number 603-8780. NMLS Number 38512.
Call 866-590-CASH. That's 866-590-CASH.
Now at Lexus Carlsbad and Lexus Escondido, get great prices on twice the selection of new Lexuses during the Golden Opportunity Sales Event. Visit Lexus Carlsbad or Lexus Escondido today. Offer ends September 2nd.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Let's see. I'm looking at the traffic. You know, I got to say, I got all messed up coming in the office, coming in the studio today, because they changed the entry point to come into the studio. Did you notice that they changed it? Were you aware? You were aware of that yesterday then, weren't you?
Yes, it was.
Okay, so I come in today, and when I ask Brittany at the front of the desk, I say, what's the deal? She goes, well, there's guys with white shirts, and they're waving their white shirts. They're waving their hands. And I'm like, well, they're waving their white shirts, their hands in their white shirts, but it doesn't say the address. It doesn't say what building it's for. They're just waving. I don't know if they're there for a food truck. How do I know? Right? So I drive by because that's not the normal entry point. Needless to say, after I drove by, I discovered I had to turn around and come back. And I just think that if they're going to wave to tell people this is the driveway that you come in, maybe they could have a little sign that says, this is the address. I don't think that's unreasonable. All right, let me back up real quickly. This segment brought to you by Current Solar Contracting. Well, listen, if somebody's waving you into a driveway and you don't know what the address is, don't you think, I'd like to know what the address is that you're waving me into. What if they were waving you into a car detailing deal and they want you to pay $100 to get your car detailed? See? Got to be careful. Anyway, Current Solar Contracting, our very good friends Tom and Brittany, and we just want to say a big hearty amen to them. We love them. Current Solar Contracting, by the way, family-owned and operated for over 20 years. They will not rest until they bring you an unprecedented level of satisfaction for their services. They have a ridiculous amount of referrals and friends. Here's the biggest thing. They can save you money if you have an electric bill. And your electric bill is $140, $150, $160, $200, anywhere in that range. And they can do it in a way where they, when they coordinate the solar with you, it doesn't make things look terrible. That's like a huge key. If you call them, watch this, 619-272-0303. 619-272-0303. They'll do an analysis to see whether you qualify. If you qualify, it's not going to cost you anything. It's not going to cost you anything. Not going to cost you any. You get the picture, right? Here's the bottom line. You can go to currentsd.com. Currentsd.com. Current SD for San Diego SD. Or Super Deal. Or Saving Daily. CurrentSD.com. You contact them. You go to the website. Call 619-272-0303. Talk to them. And find out if it is worth it. Here's one thing I will tell you. There's some of you out there that have a very tight budget. And I know because I am one. And if your electric bill is normally $140, $160, $180, and you can move that thing to $20, $25 and save a substantial amount of money, is that worth it? The answer is yes. Therefore, it's worth the phone call. Got me? Okay. All right, what's going on in there, RoboPaul? Is somebody just visiting? You guys just hanging out and chatting?
Okay. Yeah, we're talking about the guest.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, and so instead of the guest coming in, the guest is going to call in? Is that the big deal? Oh, that's no big deal. All right. Here's the other thing. That's, you know what it is? It's so cold in here that, look, at here's like the first bug that survived. It looks like it's a snow bug. Huh. That's how cold it is. I keep it cold, folks, because I don't know. I like it cold. I don't know if it's cheaper air conditioning for me that way. Bottom line is I want to tell you what happened to me over the weekend. And then we're going to actually close this segment out by praying for a friend of mine, if that's okay. So we're going to do a little spiritual stuff. One of my very best friends in all the world, his wife is in surgery right now. And when I say surgery, back and brain surgery. How much is that? She started her surgery at 8 this morning, and she will be done at 5 this evening. How long is that? Long time. So we're going to pray for them after we talk a little bit. And you just join me, and we'll be praying for them. They're just super-duper-duper friends. Rob and Cindy, we're going to pray for Cindy because she's in surgery. But before we do, let me tell you what happened to me over the weekend, which should make everybody feel smarter about themselves. I have been on this show, and I have for almost 2 years have told you the story of my dog smashing into the glass door at our house, smashing into the glass door on the balcony. And I have made fun of him repeatedly because he's a dog and he already has a smushy face because he's a boxer. And when he smushes his face into a glass door, it's even more smushy. So he's Mr. Smooshy, right? So I made fun of him because he's done it several times. We've talked about it on the show. So then the next thing that happened is the wife, my wife did the same thing. She goes walking in the same door, the same way. She smooshes her face. You know, I mean, it's when a dog does it, the dog is stunned. When people do it, it's like, what? So I made fun of her. She did it at least once, if not twice. She did it in the screen. She did it in the glass thing. So I was making fun of them. Well, guess what happened this weekend? See, this is what God does to bring humility. He doesn't have to.
It was your turn.
Yeah, he doesn't have to go far, and this is part of the problem. So he didn't go far. Because after we just got this little thing for the patio, and I'm like, oh, that looks really good. I want to go look at it from a distance. I hop up and I go run to go through the door, and guess what's there in the doorway? The screen. So guess what I do? I do one of those things where, like on cartoons, where you implant into the screen, and your face makes this indentation, and it looks like a claymation kind of thing. So now I too am Levited. I have been Levivied. I too do not know how to walk.
Dum 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 dum.
That's true. That would be accurate because I too smushed. And you know what? It was great fodder to use for radio until I did it to myself. And now the subject is going to be off limits until the dog or the wife does it again. And then right back at it, folks. Right back at it. Okay. Let me tell you this real quickly. We're going to break because we have somebody who's going to be calling in as a guest. But I'd like to take this last minute and pray for Rob and Cindy. Cindy in surgery started at 8 this morning and is going to be in surgery till 5. We've been praying for her. These are some of my very best friends. In fact, their son and my son are best of friends, and they've lived together for years. I just want everybody to be praying for them. Please, please, please. We're just going to say a one-minute prayer for them and just keep them in your heart and mind. It's Rob and Cindy, and we're just going to pray for Cindy real quickly. Father, we come before you, and we lift up Cindy to you, and she's going through a major surgery. We got some good news earlier today that she's feeling good, she's doing good, she's surviving it well, but it's significant surgery that's even going into the brain in this next hour or two. We ask that you would guide the surgeon's hand. You would comfort Rob, her husband, comfort her children, and give her physical strength, not just to get through it, but to find recovery way beyond what they're anticipating. Let this really help her. Let it minister to her. We lift them before you. We beseech you in regards to this and ask you in the name of Jesus that you would have grace and mercy in this scenario for my friends and for our brothers and sisters in the Lord. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, we're going to take our break. Then we're going to come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Don't go anywhere.
For your love. For your love.
listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Looking to go back to school but don't think you have the time? Check out Western International University. They've been providing working adults with a more direct path to their degrees for over 35 years. See how West can help you get your degree at west.edu.
Hi, this is Bill Neal with a message for you if you're in ministry or if you're supporting a favorite ministry. Please join me on a 30-minute webinar during which I'll explain how our team here at Referrals for Ministry is generating thousands of dollars in new financial support for Christian missionaries, ministries, and charities around the world. There's no cost at all to the ministry or to you if you're a ministry supporter, and we do all the work. That's our ministry to you. Go to kprz.com and click on the banner More Money for Ministry and sign up for one of our 30-minute webinars. You can also view informative videos and read exciting testimonies from ministries that have already been blessed. We're here to bless ministries. Go to kprz.com, click on the banner More Money for Ministry to learn how you or your favorite ministry can benefit. Every attendee is signed up to win a $100 donation to the ministry of their choice. So sign up today and get ready to be blessed.
Hi, this is S. Craig Perry. Do you have money you don't want to lose or just sitting around? Then pay attention. This is not an indexed annuity, but similar. I have a new product whereby your lump sum of money, depending on your age, could double immediately as a death benefit, tax-free to your heirs, unlike annuities where the growth is taxable. Example, I have a 56-year-old male who gave $50,000 to the insurance company, and they increased it to over $104,000. Mind you, he can't take that money out in one lump sum, but he can borrow on the cash value or take a withdrawal after 1 year. And the best part is, if he needs long-term care or home care, he can take a partial withdrawal to help pay the cost. How great is that? Immediate growth might be doubled depending on your age, death benefit, tax-free to your heirs, deemed as life insurance, some nursing home and home care coverage, and some withdrawal privilege. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247 to find out your immediate interest bonus to your initial premium. Love you all and God bless. This is a great product.
Some restrictions apply. Rate subject to change. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247.
As a parent, you want what's best for your child, providing them with a safe and nurturing atmosphere. The staff and faculty at City Tree Christian School knows exactly how you feel.
Hi, I'm Daphne Wadley, preschool director at City Tree Christian School, and the caring community of parents, students, and educators at City Tree are committed to integrating academic excellence with the teaching of Jesus Christ as found in the Bible. City Tree's professional, experienced, and dedicated staff understands that your child's education and spiritual development lays the foundation for growth of personal, physical, and professional relationships and behaviors. City Tree offers small classroom education for preschool, elementary, and middle school children, and believes that learning is a lifelong process. We invite you to schedule a tour with us today.
Schedule your tour by calling 619-232-3794. That's 619-232-3794, or online at citytree.org.
In Myanmar, Buddhism is the majority religion. Extremist monks are fighting to keep it that way. Meet Pastor Nung. He's a church planter in Myanmar. Like Paul the Apostle, Pastor Nung brings the gospel of Christ to village after village. He then appoints a leader for the new congregation. Recently, one of those leaders was angrily chased out of his village by local Buddhists and their chief. "No Christian teachers allowed," they said. In Myanmar, it may become a crime to share the gospel. But for now, that evicted leader teaches in a new area, and Pastor Noon continues to share the gospel in village after village. We are Whitefields Ministries. We train and financially support indigenous pastors to start churches in Asia, South America, Africa, and the Middle East. Our pastors need your prayers.
Please visit whitefields.org to see their specific needs, read their stories, and pray for them. Because no pastor should be a stranger. Whitefields.org.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We have a special guest on the phone, a traveler extraordinaire of sorts, Chris George, general manager of Team Kia of El Cajon. Chris, are you there with us?
Yes, sir, David. Thank you very much. How are you today?
I'm doing terrific. How are you doing?
We're great, thank you.
All right, a couple things I want people to know so that you can understand. If you are even thinking about, I'm thinking about a car, but I just don't know, this is what you have to do. You got to talk to this guy, and you got to talk to his team. He's going to tell you a story in just a second that's going to kind of blow your mind. I want you to make sure what you know what we're talking about. Team Kia of El Cajon is at 541 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon. You can reach them by calling 888-326-5140. That's 888-326-5140. Also, teamkiaofelcajon.com is the website, and I know you guys can remember that. I mean, come on. TeamKiaOfElCajon.com. Chris has just come back from a journey. Now, he's already kind of an extraordinary kind of dude, having done all these different things, but this was a challenge that he came up with and that they processed in the last month. So, Chris, I want you to just lay the foundation, the groundwork, for the listeners who have not heard about the story prior.
Well, about 3 years ago, in 2011, we had a gentleman named Wayne Gerds, and he took a Kia Optima Hybrid, and he did a set of Guinness Book of World Record, and he set out to travel across America, and he averaged almost 65 miles a gallon. So that was the impetus with some dialogue with our Kia manufacturer to see if we couldn't actually see if that was doable and if we could obtain it. And we were heading on a family vacation to Yosemite. So we had two objectives. One is to see if I could break the world record in MPG, which is 64.55 miles a gallon. Second was to get to Yosemite and back from San Diego to Yosemite and back on one tank of fuel, which is about an 820-ish mile round trip right up to the park.
Okay, so you are going to go 820 miles on one tank.
Exactly. So we set out and actually got to talk to Wayne and said, hey, do you have any tips? And he said, yeah, you know, inflate your tires to the proper tire pressure and use your cruise control. And so we head up Highway 5 and over the Grapevine and went up and back to Yosemite on just under three quarters of a tank of fuel, had about another 100-150 mile range when we got back. So best I can calculate, filled up here in San Diego right at Mount Helix and headed out from La Mesa and then doubled back about 1,000 mile range on that tank. Me and a co-pilot and a little bit of luggage, not much, about 10 pounds, but we didn't do anything funny. We didn't decontent the car. It's, you know, if you came in and bought one, you'd get the same car.
Now, did somebody buy that car? Was that rumor true that somebody bought that car once you got back?
Yeah, it was kind of funny. On the way into town, we're having the GoPro going, and, you know, I'm posting on Facebook, costlessly, I mind you, as we're myself or my co-pilot as we're driving in, and I see these people in the car coming in on Highway 8, and they looked over and staring at the car because it was all stickered up. If you haven't seen it, just go to the Facebook page, and it's on there, and they actually followed us into the store, and we sold it that Saturday afternoon.
Wow. That's pretty impressive. I got to say, that is pretty cool. All right, let me ask you a couple things, because these are the questions I would just ask you if you and I were having coffee and we were talking about this deal. The first thing I would say is, did you have a lot of, like, uphill stuff you had to kind of get through? Or was this, I mean, was it more level ground? Or because you're going to Yosemite, but isn't that up and down?
Yep, definitely up and down, up over the Grapevine. Obviously, we're going pretty slow. Average miles, you know, average speed was right 45, 47 after it was all said and done. But the Grapevine was the hardest, and then that traffic through Los Angeles, because we were reduced to about 12 miles an hour coming home from the Grapevine all the way to Carlsbad. So it was it was slow rolling, but the car did great, and it switches on and off to electric vehicle mode. And I think we put, I have the exact number, but I took photos of it, but about $80 in fuel and had room to spare when we got home. I was shocked, and my family was, and lots of people reached out on Facebook, and some people said, hey, as far as you can get on that with that car is about 700 miles, but there's significantly more range in that car than I thought it was even possible.
All right, so now being the general manager of Team Kia of El Cajon, Chris, this is, it's a good opportunity for you to say, hey, these cars are great. I mean, these cars are economical. They work. It's solid. The one thing that you've got going on is you've got this car that, 800 miles on any journey like that on one take guess. That's amazing. And we want people to know, you can go to teamkiaofelcajon.com as the website. You can also contact them by calling 888-326-5140. Plus, you guys are on Facebook, right? What's the Facebook page?
It's teamkiaofelcajon.com. Facebook, you got on there, like us. It'll take you right to the page. You can call the store. I'm here 5 days a week. I work Saturdays, Tuesday through Saturday, and you can ask for me if you'd like and be happy to help you. It's a Kia product. It's a phenomenal product. Best warranty on the planet, 10 years, 100,000 miles, and we say it's 20% more car for 20% less money than the competitors, and it's just frugality is fashionable. It's a good car for a great price.
All right, now that's a good line, the 20% more car for 20% less price. That's a good one. I like good taglines. They always make me happy. All right, so I got two other questions for you. One, now you're driving this thing. What was the total time it took you?
So coming home with the traffic, it was lengthy. So it's about a 400 miles. It's about a 6-hour trip, but that coming home was eight and a half, 9 hours, because right off the grapevine, right at the bottom of the grapevine, coming home Saturday afternoon, we just hit traffic and we were reduced. I had the car GPS'd and it showed average miles per hour is about between 12 and 14, and that lasted all the way to Carlsbad. I stopped and got a cup of coffee at Starbucks in Carlsbad, and then we got back on the road, and it was smooth sailing from there. So
that's the big closed question that I have for you right there that I got to find out, and that is, from start to finish, was this a 2-day journey, a 3-day journey? How long was this whole thing from start to finish, even though you might have stayed over or something? How long was the whole thing?
So 8 and 6 hours, right? So 14 hours. So it'd be just a long day.
Okay, and you did it in what? You didn't sleep over?
Oh, no, I'm sorry, I misunderstood. We stayed a week, so I went up there. I found a very nice proprietor in a nutrition shop up there. Said, hey, we're on this challenge going to Yosemite. Can I park my car here for a week? They said, absolutely. I bought some stuff from the lady, and she let us park there for a week. And then on the Friday before, we actually shot up into Yosemite because we stayed at Bass Lake. And we went up into Yosemite, got a shot with the park ranger. We're going to post some of those pictures here this week. And then we came home that Saturday. So week to week, but in travel time, it was 14 hours.
Yeah, great job. I just want to say, were you getting paid for that? Because, you were kind of doing this thing as a work job. You know what I'm saying? I hope they were paying you if it was a vacation. I hope they were taking care of you.
David, I love the marketing aspect, and I wanted to see if this car could really do what it's claimed to do, and so no, we just jumped in.
Wow.
and it was fun.
That was cool of you to do. And I know you got this other project about these people, and we're just out of time, but I think we'll try and coordinate to bring you back, because you had this really cool thing that took place on these new people that bought another Kia from you guys that are getting this real big blessing, this couple that's going to get a chance to get an all-expense-paid trip to Seoul, South Korea. I'm going to assume some of that is on the Facebook. What part of it is it?
Yes, it is. Yeah, there's a couple that bought a K900 from us, and we're going to send them off to Seoul, South Korea on this Thursday. So that's exciting as well.
That's very cool. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Chris George, General Manager of Team Kia of El Cajon, 888-326-5140 or teamkiaofelcajon.com. Chris, thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, David. Have a great day.
All right, God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a short break. Then I want to come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Grieving the loss of a loved one is one of the hardest things you will ever do in life. Do you know someone who is hurting but you don't know what to do? Hi, my name is Marcella Johnson, and after I lost my son, I invented a therapeutic teddy bear called the Comfort Cub. It's been used in hospitals all across the United States, and now we're making them available to anyone in need. If you know someone who could use a special hug to help them heal, please visit our website at thecomfortcub.com or call 888-595-6671. Again, thecomfortcub.com or 888-595-6671.
Having the Comfort Cub to hold helps to calm you down, and your burdens don't feel so heavy.
Instead of sending flowers that fade, send a gift that can help to heal. Please visit our website at thecomfortcub.com today.
Dee Dee Dolphin is an Amazon.com downloadable Christian-based ebook assisting the reader and the child in building caring and nurturing relationships. How to notice that inner compass that helps all of us make the best decisions for our lives. Just like Dee Dee Dolphin, your child is naturally adventurous. As you and your child read Dee Dee Dolphin together, the story reminds us to listen to the lively voices from within, to be cautious, to be gentle and kind, and to be wise and of sound mind. Dee Dee Dolphin is a fun children's ebook filled with adventure and hopes and dreams using Sea Life Friends to tell this wonderful, colorful story.
Purchase your ebook copy of Dee Dee Dolphin today at Amazon.com. That's D-E-E-D-E-E Dolphin, or go to DDDolphin.com. That's DDDolphin.com, the fun children's ebook filled with adventure, hopes, and dreams.
Hey, kid, what do you think you could get for $0 these days?
An electric boat or a slingshot is all I can think of.
What about a brand new Kia?
That's ridiculous.
Ridiculously awesome. Visit Team Kia of El Cajon and drive away in a 2014 Kia Soul or 2015 Kia Optima LX for zero down, zero do it signing. Both backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty.
Team Kia of El Cajon.
That's right. Visit TeamKiaofElCajon.com.
Offer available for qualified lessees.
Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? Do you have an extra bedroom that's unused? Make your house a home for someone special. California Mentor is passionate about matching adults with special needs with loving families like yours. Bring your heart and your home while earning a generous monthly stipend. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com or call 855-MENTOR-2. That's 855-MENTOR-2. 855-636-8672.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Must come down, spinning wheel.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. All right, a couple clarifications. So we got a little update from Rob and Cindy, who we were praying for. And so I was incorrect on one thing, so I can definitely tell you where this comes from. It turns out that the surgery she's having today, starts at 8, ends at 5. There's three different back surgeries. They're not doing the brain surgery today. Although I'll tell you that Rob said perhaps maybe she could use that. I did not write that text. He did. I'm just saying, if you're going to get your friend in trouble, you do it that way, not the other way. But anyway, hey, three back surgeries that go from, and they're big surgeries, not little surgeries. Big. Big as in, you know, change things around so that she can walk. Having, you know, hard time walking. Anyway, so we just give him a big shout out. Keep him in prayer. I mean, just say, hey, Dave's friend, that couple, that gal who's in the surgery from 8 to 5. You know, that's a long time. Second, I did want to point this out, and then Robo producer and I are going to talk. We haven't had a chance to talk for 2 weeks. That's right, because he was on vacation, and I was on vacay. He was on vacation, I was on vacay. Vacation is when you go for 5 days or more, right? You're gone from work. How many days were you gone from work total?
Total, I was gone for, let's see. Well, I was gone for 2 weeks total, so minus the weekend.
Okay, so were you gone for like 10 days, 9 days? Okay, see, I was only gone for four. Mine wasn't over five, so mine's only a vacay.
So I had my vacation, but then I came back, and you were on your vacay.
Right.
And then there was the holiday. So it's been almost half a month since we've seen each other.
Yeah, it's been 2 weeks since we've seen each other. All right, so let me tell you this, and then we're going to talk a little bit about what we did on Labor Day weekend, because the wife and I barbecued. I want to tell you what we barbecued and what we've discovered in this new barbecue scenario that we think we have hit on, the simplistic winner of the century. Okay, I'm just going to say that. But before I do, I want to tell you that the wife and I were talking. We did a lot of things. It was our anniversary, you know, nice meal. We spent a lot of time together. And I love hanging out with my wife. It's my absolute favorite thing to do is to hang out with the wife. Now, I must add a caveat, because people are like, well, don't you love your kids? Well, sure, I love my kids. I love one in Florida. I love one in Arizona. And I love one in Tennessee. Was that not honest?
It was very honest.
Hey, if I want to see them, Skype. Anyhow, so we were hanging out for the weekend, and the wife and I were having this discussion, because we always have these massive discussions. And she said this. Well, they fo-went that. And I stopped, and I picked up my pad of paper. By the way, I have a pad of paper right next to me on the couch, just in case something comes along the pike. Like, they fo-went that. And she was trying to say they would forego that. But instead of forego, she used the phrase fo-went. To which I replied, really? How much is the went? Because I want to know if it's fo-went too. To which she replied, no, the word fo-went. And I went, no, I don't know how much it is fo-went. And she then responded by letting me know, first of all, that I was a classy human being. I won't explain what that means. I'll just leave that there. And then I was explaining that she was trying to say the word forego. And she was like, are you saying that fo-went is not a word? And I said, no, of course it's a word if you want to want something. Because in our household, that's what you got to put up with, man. That's the stuff. When you script that one, you write the word fo-went. F-O-W-E-N-T. So, yeah, I mean, that was how funny. And then I kept feeling like that guy on the Big Bang Theory. That one guy, the Kripke, that Toth way.
Very Kripke.
Yeah, Kripke. You know, because it was for went. That's all I have to say. Now, to her credit, she's not getting any credit there, and I'm not getting dinner. But to her credit, we've come up with the most simplistic barbecue best meal ever that we've come across. How about that? We've come across what I consider the simplicity of the icon of barbecue. So I want to tell you what it is, okay? We were shopping, because we actually shop together. And I don't close shop with her. I hate shopping, just to be really honest. But we do the dinner shopping, whatever. And we came across these brats that were filled with jalapeno cheese and this other like apple spicy thing in them. So we got these brats. And let me tell you the great thing about cooking brats. It's like cooking hot dogs. When they're on the grill and you're flipping them, they look good. I mean, good. And guess what we did? By the grace of God Almighty, and I believe that, we picked up a package of potato buns. So we had potato buns with these jalapeno cheese brats. And you just take the brat. No, I'm serious. You take the brat and you put it in the bun. And you know what you do? You just put it in your mouth and eat it. You don't have to put anything on it. You just put it in the potato. You take the brat, put it in the potato bun, eat it. It takes 5 minutes to cook it on a barbecue, maybe 8 minutes. It is a solid, solid meal. It is delicious. And I'm telling you right now, the potato bun makes it. I mean, the brat is outstanding, but the potato bun with the brat, oh, man, I gained weight over this last week. I mean, for real. Now, does that not sound delicious? Does that sound like the winner of winners. All you got to do is get a brat, cook it, and put it in a potato bun, and then say, thank you, Jesus. That's all you got to do. Have you? What is that? Does that sound good to you? How does that sound?
I've had those, maybe not the same brand, but I've had those jalapeno ones before, Dave. I got to try the potato bun thing now because those are epic.
It's epic. And then with the potato bun, I'm telling you, that combo, it's kind of like that weird, it's kind of like chocolate and peanut butter. You put something together, it's like, oh, is that good? Oh.
No, so no condiments, nothing, just the bun and the broth.
I'm telling you, try it. Take it right off the grill. Stick it right in the, don't even cook the bun. You don't even have to, just open the bun, put it right in there, put it right, just take a bite. And the cheese will squeeze out, and it squeezes on the bun while you're eating it. Oh, it's just like, what? This is
Dave
so simple.
Dave might have decided Noah Dingley's dinner this evening.
You've decided what?
You might have decided my dinner for the evening.
I'm telling you, it's inexpensive. It's worthwhile, easy to prepare. She actually cooked them one time in the skillet, right? You just cook them that way. But the barbecue's the best. But it was just fabulous. And if you're out there right now and you're thinking, man, this is making me hungry. I'm really hungry now because I'm hearing this. That should tell you the power of suggestion. Right there. You want to know where it is? Right there. You know how it's in your heart right now? You're thinking, I think I can get the brats. Yes. You got to get the potato buns. I can tell you right now, you have to. Like, because sometimes Walmart has them, sometimes they don't. Got to go to a place that has them. That's the requirement.
I've had potato bread on it on its own, so I know it tastes good, so I can only imagine.
It's until you have it. Yeah, it's the best combo.
Hey, before we exit real quick, I do have a recording of your wife with the faux went thing.
Okay, you got it? Fire away.
Voice recognition on that thing is terrible. Look. Siri, can you recommend a West one?
I'm sorry, Bowie. I don't understand recommend a West a want.
That's... Oh, I am really going to... I'm going to be looking for a place to went. For went pretty soon. All right, folks, we're taking a break. We're coming back. We got so much stuff to do. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 12:10 a.m. in San Diego, California. When we come back, we got DDDs and stories and more. Don't go anywhere.
We've come a long, long way together. Through the hard times and the good, I have to celebrate you, baby. I have to praise you like I should.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 12:10 a.m. KPRZ.